talking to his friends. This year should be a special schos for Chana Liba Bas Nechagitl and for Adina Basheva Bas Nechagitl of Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeim. We're going to be learning about the Chiyuv of Kriyas Hala and Yontif based on the Torah of the great Gaon Reb Shlomo Warman Zichrona L'Vracha. In the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, why is Sukkot different than Pesach? That on Sukkot we say a Hallel every day, and on Pesach we don't say a Hallel every day. We don't have Hallel Shalem every day of Pesach. We say a Chatzi Hallel only on the first day. We say a complete Hallel. So why Pesach? Why Sukkot Hallel and Pesach not less so? Answers the Gemara that Sukkot is chalukim b'korbanosem. Every day you bring a different amount of korbanos, a different amount of bulls. So therefore, each day is considered a separate yontif, and each day gets its own halal. Mashen kein Pesach ein chalukim b'korbanosem. The same amount of korbanos every day. Tosis writes in this, so therefore there's only one halal. Tosis in Maseches Tainis writes in Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph that Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, he says the complete Hallel, but the rest of Pesach, no. Why? Because it's not like Chanukah and Sukkot. The Chanukah, there's a din ligmor as a Hallel, because each of the 8 days, the nes got greater and greater. Each day is a yontif. Sukkot, each day is a yontif la'atzmo, because we have a different amount of bulls that we bring. But Pesach is no different, not in the Karbanos and not in the yontif. Same yontif, same amount of karbanas. So therefore, you're not going over the halal, you don't finish the halal on any other day besides the first day. Sorry, it's Rashi, that Sukkot is chalek b'karbanosa b'chol echad v'echad k'chag b'fnei atzadam. Each one is like an independent chag. So Sukkot is like 7 independent chags, and Pesach is just one chag. So Pesach is one cheftza of yomtif, as far as halal is concerned. Pesach is one block, whereas Sukkot is distinct. Each day is a unique yontif. Therefore, when we are gomer the hal on the first day of Pesach, this hal is really for the whole yontif. Your yotze, we discuss this at length in other shirim, Lashon HaKodesh, that the hal that you say on Pesach on the first day covers you for the whole Pesach. According to this, the psukim in the Torah are very meduyuk, Parashas Pinchas. It says in the Torah, "V'chamisha sayom lachodesh hazeh chag matzis l'Hashem, shivasiyom imatzis tochelu." It says that on the 15th of this month, it'll be chag matzos. So, in other words, when is chag matzos? On the 15th. That's chag matzos. And then 7 days you eat matzos. So only when it comes to matzos we sit 7 days. But really, the chag is on the first day. Etzem Chag is Tesvav. Everything else is just drawn after it, but the real Chag is the 15th. And just you eat matzah for 7 days. But Chag HaSukkos is different. It says Chag HaSukkos B'chamishosa yom l'chodesh ha'shvi Chag HaSukkos Shivas yomim l'Hashem. So here the Torah relates to Sukkos differently. Each day is a Chag. Shivas Yamim Lashem. It starts in the 15th, but all 7 days are the Chag to Hashem. What's the difference? So based on what we said, we understand very well that Pesach is one block of Yomtif, so therefore really starts in the 15th and everything else is drawn after it. The other days aren't mentioned, just the first day. Whereas Sukkot, each day is a Yomtif L'atzma. Since each day is a Yomtif L'atzma, the Torah says the Yomtif is 7 days. Each day is significant. But on Pesach, the other days are not as significant because each day doesn't have its own unique character. Only on Sukkot, each day has its own unique character, and therefore 7 days a yontif. Whereas Pesach, each day doesn't have its own unique character. So therefore, the Torah says that just the 15th is Chag HaMatzos. That's the yontif, and everything else, your yotze, your halal on the 15th. And everything else is just secondary. It's just drawn after the first day. And that's the difference between Chol HaMoed Sukkos and Chol HaMoed Pesach and the brachas of the Haftarah and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We say Al HaTorah V'Al HaVodah V'Al Yom HaShabbos is there, V'Al Yom Chagat Sukkos is there. And we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. See, on the Torah and the Avodah and Shabbos and Sukkos, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. But Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, we don't mention Chag HaMatzos. We say Al HaTorah V'Al HaVodah V'Al Yom HaShabbos is there. We don't mention Chag HaMatzos. Also the Sima Bracha, Bracha Teshem Mekadesh HaShabbos, where's the Yisrael Vazmanim? So based on what we said, the difference is very pashut and very clear, that on Sukkot each day is considered a Moed Bifnei Atzma, and therefore we mention the Moed in the Bracha of Avtara, Mashen Kein Pesach, where all 7 days are one Cheftz of Yomtif. So Chol HaMoed, we only bless Allah Shabbos, because Chag HaMatzos we already covered on the first day. On the first day we already mentioned Chag HaMatzos. Chol HaMoed is only a Hemshech. It's the same Cheftz of Yom Tov, therefore it doesn't necessitate its own Haskara, its own mention. In Arachayim, but Sukkot, each day is separate, each day is distinct, so therefore on Shabbos Chol HaMoed we mention it distinctly and separately. In Arachayim, in Siman Tov Tzadi, Sif Dalid, the Mechaber writes that all the days of Chol HaMoed Pesach and the two last days, we read Hallel B'dilug, like on Rosh Chodesh. Right? We have Chutz Laretz, 8 days of Pesach. So all the days, you read Chatzi Hallel. Beis Yosef and the Torah brings, from the Shiboli Aleket, and the name is the Medrash Harninu, that Shvi Shel Pesach, the Mitzrim drowned. And it says, Ben Polei Vechal Tismach. So therefore, in Shvi Shel Pesach, don't say Hallel, because don't rejoice at the downfall of your enemies. The Taz says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Melochei Hashares, Maisi Adai Tovim B'yam Atem Ormim Shira, my handiwork is drowning in the sea and you're saying Shira. It's from Sanhedrin 39b. So now in Shvi Shel Pesach you're not Gomer as a Halil, and therefore the Taz says that on Chol HaMoed also you're not Gomer as a Halil, because the Chol HaMoed shouldn't be Chomer from Yom Tov Acharon. So l'chora, this is not like the Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin says it's not Cholik b'Karbonosa. That's why you don't say Hallel the rest of the days. Here we have a special reason for the seventh day. The Ma'aseh Yadayim are drowning, and you don't want Chol HaMoed to be more Chomer. Mele, there's no Hallel. So what about the Gemara? What's wrong with the Gemara? And you like the Medrash, but you didn't mention the Gemara. So this is already noted by the Torah Tumima in Parashas B'Shalach. And the Maharshah says the opposite. The Maharshah in Sanhedrin 39b says, why do you need the Gemara as a reason? You have the Shibali Aleket's reason. You have the Medrash. So we can answer that really, Mara Marchada, each one is saying something separate. And they're not arguing. It's not a machlokes. Because in the Halach of Halal, there are two mechayvim, two things that would obligate you in Halal. Number one, Nes, a miracle obligates Halal, like we find by Chanukah. Shein kan shum cheftza shel moed, and nevertheless we say Hallel because of the miracle. Psachim 117a, the Nevi'im were metakin liYisrael. They say Al kol perak uperak va kol tzar v'tzar shelo tovu aleim liYisrael shenegal amar malgulasim. So whenever there's a tzara, we say it. Sheiltis that were saved. Sheiltis parashas vayishlach. Mechayim in the Beis Yisrael lo du l'shibuchei kamishmai b'din b'tzarach shlonisa. We have to thank God when a miracle happens. Netziv Shem Be'emekshela Ein Shem Chasim Sofer Achaim Kufsamach Gimel Ein Shem. So that's one Mechayiv, the Nes. Number two, the Etzem HaYontiv is also Mechayiv Hallel, like we find by Sukkos and Shavuos, that we say Hallel even though no miracle happens. So to Rosh Chodesh there's no Isser Sias Malacha, and therefore you don't say Hallel. There's no Yontiv. A Yontiv is Mechayiv Hallel. If it would be a Yontif, it would be a Mechayiv Hallel, even though there was no miracle. Because the Shem Yontif is a Mechayiv Hallel. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Mechayiv Hallel. The only thing is the Gemara says there's no Hallel for a side reason. That Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim, Suchim Lufanav, you don't say Hallel. Even though there's no miracle, but in theory you would say Hallel. So the Etzim HaYontif is Mechayiv Hallel. The Torah discusses this in Megillah 14a. So now we can say that Shvi Shel Pesach, they have two Mechayivim. They have Hallel because the miracle of Kriyas Yamsif, and Hallel out the Chag. So according to this, we can say that the Gemara used the reason that on Yom HaShvi there's no Hallel because of the Yontif. Ein chalukum korban the same. It's not a separate yantif. So you're ready yotze on Yom Tov Rishon. Aye, what about Alts Nes? You have to mechayev halal Alts Nes. So the teretz is that we're not going to be mechayev you halal because of the Nes, because Maasei Adai Tovim B'Yom Atemor Memshira. So that would therefore explain why we need both reasons. Each reason needs the other. The reason of the Gemara is explaining why there's no halal mitzvah the Yom Tov, and the reason of the Medrash is explaining why there's no halal mitzvah the Nes. So there's still some more to say. Obviously, there's tons more to say. And Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, I'm hoping that in the next year we will be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.